Hi, this is Aaron Bauer.
And I'm Dilbert Relney.
We're here to give you a sample of some of the commercials and audio production we do at Studio A. Now, what we're going to play for you is mostly goofball stuff.
Wait a minute. What do you mean, goofball stuff?
Well, it's just that, let's just say they're a little unusual.
So, how come most of what you're calling goofball commercials are the ones that I'm on?
Well, see, it's kind of...
Never mind.
See, we do all kinds of audio production, like narrations for presentations or training videos, audio for television commercials. We have access to a lot of different voice talent. A lot of the time, the pieces we produce are serious and straightforward work.
But what we's most famous for is unusual commercials, which is where I usually come in.
Well, that's right. See, all of advertising's goal is to solve a problem of one sort or another. And most often it's a need for more sales. But it might be like a new business location your customers aren't familiar with, or a new product line the public doesn't know about yet. It could be to give information on how to get to a business, correcting a misconception about a company, or simply trying to enhance name recognition or image. The list is almost endless, but the most common goal of advertising is to convey a company's message in a way that makes them stand out a bit from the crowd.
And we do that.
Well, that's right. And we try to strike the right balance between entertaining the audience and informing them about the company's message, and doing them both at the same time.
Say, tell them about the awards you won.
Well, I don't know that I won.
Oh, don't be so modest. Folks, listen here. This feller has won more awards for his advertising and promotion work than just about anyone around, including Middle Georgia's only National Addy Award for radio commercials.
Well, thanks. I guess I should also add that we do digital production in our own small studio, and that we have the capability to record CDs. Now, with all that said, let's hear some examples.
You forgot to mention jingles.
Well, yeah, but we don't do serious jingles. I mean, it's...
See, Aaron here's a pretty fair announcer, but he ain't no singer, and that's why they pay me the big bucks. Now, you can hear some of our jingle work on track 3.
Are you finished?
Oh, and Aaron's voice demo is on track 4.
Can we get started now?
Well, sure. You just go right on ahead.
So, are you selling everything?
Yeah, my cousin gave me this hot stock tip, kumquat.com, and what happened was...
Well, let's just take a look around.
Oh, yeah. Well, how about this purple chair?
I don't think...
Ooh, say, here's a great moose head. Ooh, and my favorite lamp. You know, that's Elvis Presley there on that shade.
I'll take the pool table.
The pool table? Oh, well, that's not for sale.
You said everything was for sale.
Oh, but not my pool table. That's a Gandy pool table from Billiards of Macon. See, Billiards of Macon sells high-quality Gandy pool tables. Well, they're made of solid hardwood and Italian slate. All the finishes are hand-rubbed with an oil-based finish and 2 coats of varnish.
Look here, you said everything.
Now, you seem like a reasonable man to me. That table's a favorite of the whole family. Why, we spend hours playing at that table. Well, that Gandy table has brought us together. It's made us a family again, and surely you wouldn't want to take that away from us. I mean, think about little Johnny and Sue and...
I want that Gandy table.
You know, you have no heart at all. You must have ice water in your veins.
You said
I swear,
everything.
Anybody
everything
would come in and take everything. Oh, wise, all-knowing guru, I have climbed this mountain with one question.
And what is it, my child?
Where do I go to get the really best barbecue in Middle Georgia?
That is simple. Go to JL's Barbecue.
Well, what about that place that's been here 100 years?
Go to JL's Barbecue.
Well, how about that place that says it's the best this side of some town up north?
Why are you asking me these foolish questions?
Well, I just wanted to make sure...
Look, who is the wise, all-knowing guru here anyway?
Well, you are, but...
Then quit fooling around and go to JL's Barbecue. And bring me some barbecue pork.
I thought you guys didn't eat me.
Don't tell anyone.
Oh.
JL's Barbecue.
Few signs of confession, or else...
I won't sign.
We have ways of making you cooperate.
I won't sign.
We will make you walk on broken glass.
I won't sign.
We will make you sit on a hot stove.
I won't sign.
We will make you paint your house.
Paint my house?
Twice.
Got a pen on you?
Painting your house can be torture. You can do it yourself, but...
We take you now to the Red Barn Lawn and Garden in Byron.
Say, look here, George.
I'm not speaking to you, Bailey.
Oh, you're still upset about them jingles I signed us up for, but let me tell you something, George. Us entrepreneurs got to be open to new ideas.
Entrepreneurs?
Just because we's lawn and garden typhoons don't mean we can't have an advertising strategy, just like them folks on Patterson Avenue.
Patterson Avenue.
Right, so it occurs to me we sell stuff that you grow, right?
Right.
Well, folks who grow stuff is called farmers.
Yeah.
And where do farmers live?
Well,
in the country!
What are you getting? At
our new jingle.
If it's flowers you want, come see Bailey. Grows them and plants them and sells them all daily. He's known as the king of lawn and garden. He's got more fans than Dolly Parton.
You know something, Bailey? You are an entrepreneur.
Well, thank you, George.
The Red Barn, 2 miles west of...
You know, if you're looking for a pet, the place to go is You Gotta Love Pets on Forsyth Road. Now, you may be looking for something small, or something big. Well,
maybe not that big. Yeah, that's more like it. You Gotta Love Pets is a full-line pet store. They got puppies and kittens and exotic birds, but they also have baby ferrets and a full line of reptiles, including the 17-foot Monty Python. Oh, sorry, I guess 17-foot snakes aren't for everybody.
Our lecture today is on having fun. Now, as we can see in this slide, one can have a great deal of fun by visiting a museum. This slide...
Hey, is this guy for real? If this is supposed to be about fun, he should be talking about Honda Kawasaki Express. Oh yeah, what's that?
Sundance Tractor and Mower, 5100 Mercer University Drive presents... Legends of the West.
General Custer, we're surrounded. There must be thousands of them. What should we do?
We'll fight them right here. It's a perfect spot.
But General Custer, the grass is so high.
That's not a problem, Sergeant. We'll bring up the John Deere. Why, with a John Deere riding mower, or even a John Deere self-propelled, we can clear this area in no time. And with the outstanding bagging feature of John Deere mowers, the place will look great, too. Bring up the John Deere!
General, see, we'll just save a few dollars. We bought one of these other mowers.
What? You mean to tell me you passed up John Deere quality and dependability for this thing? The cutting area is too small, it's flimsy, and it's slow as a turtle.
Yeah, but General, we saved...
Son, you don't save money buying cheap stuff. Nothing runs like a deer. That thing will never cut all this grass.
Well, there's a nice clear spot over by the Little Bighorn.
Without a John Deere, we have no choice. Move out!
Don't you settle for less. You make your own legend.
Base, this is Truck 12. Base, say that again. Base, when are we going to get those new Motorola two-way radios for making communications? You know, Macon Communications is Middle Georgia's Motorola authorized two-way radio dealer. And they have service, too. You know, Macon Communications has been in business for 45 years. You know, once we get those new Motorola two-ways, I might actually be able to understand what you're saying. Oh, well, since you haven't got any instructions for me, I think I'll go to lunch. Maybe I'll do a little shopping. A nap would be nice.
If your business depends on two-way communication, you need the service of Macon Communications and the dependability of Motorola.
When you want to shop and save your dough, Macon Transfer's a place to go. They got furniture from beds to stools, accessories and toys and tools, appliances, the best you'll find. General Electric is the kind. A bookcase chest or etagere for your boudoir. Now, would he say a big soft chair to park your seat, an ottoman to rest your feet, screws and bolts and tapes and string? I tell you, they got everything. A refrigerator just to keep your chow. With our financing, you get it now. For what you want from A to Z, it's Macon Transfer Company.
Say, if you've never been to Macon Transfer, you really need to go.
If you're hungry for some Mexican chow, just jump on in your car and come on down now. Come on to the place that the people all say is the best darn restaurant in the USA.
Taco Grande.
Ooh, tastes mighty good.
Taco Grande.
Just like it should.
Taco Grande.
It'd be nice if you would.
Taco Grande.
Come on to our neighborhood.
Taco Grande.
If money's your problem, then listen to these fellas.
What you need is money.
But you never have enough.
Money.
So you're selling all your stuff.
Money.
Give yourself a chance.
Money.
With easy finance.
You know, when you want to borrow money, there are three things.
If your car's got a problem, well, it can be a real pain. But you see Reggie.
See Reggie.
Say, look here, don't take no chance on some jive national chain. Just see Reggie.
See Reggie.
If your car skips so bad because it's so far out of tune, and it bucks and it surges till you think you're gonna swoon, hey, if your engine light keeps saying, hey man, service me soon, just see Reggie.
See Reggie.
That's right. Don't.
If you run out of picnic stuff, there's nothing as forlorner. When you run short of anything, then Jet is round the corner.
For picnic stuff or anything else you need this summer, Jet Foods are just around the corner. Jet Food stores are always fresh and clean, and along with quality BP gas, we have just about everything you'd expect. In fact, at Jet Food stores, we put the convenience back in convenience stores.
If you run out of anything, then Jet is round the corner.
Where do they get these singers? Yes, this is your chance to say goodbye to the Fountain Gorilla as he leaves for the golden years of retirement.
Have you ever driven down the street and noticed how some yards look better than others and how most yards look better than yours?
and wonder to yourself, now how do they do that?
Sundance Tractor and Mower, 5100 Mercer University Drive presents Legends of the West.
Once upon a time, three little pigs named Hurry Up Joe, Wasteful Sam, and Careful Ivan had reached the age to go out into the world and make it on their own.
Now, as we can see in this slide, one can have a great deal of fun by visiting a museum.
You know, selling and changing tires has always been considered a man's business. So back in 1966, when Jane Holcomb went into business with her husband Ronnie at Holcomb Tire Company, it raised more than a few eyebrows in Fort Valley.
Cuban signs a confession, or else...
I won't sign.
We'll sell azaleas.
Azaleas.
Herbs. Summer flowers like marigolds and spittoonias. And uraniums. And them little flowers, what are they called?
Hurry up, Bailey.
Impatience.
The ships carrying the British tea will arrive soon. We'll get the Sons of Liberty together and have a little tea party.
Great idea.
There. In a high-humidity hot gas stream, the carbon dioxide vaporizes, and the tobacco cells are expanded.
You can almost see the smoke rising through the pines of that old brick grill at Uncle Charlie's Lodge. You can practically smell the tantalizing aroma of tender pork barbecue slowly basting over an open flame.
Now, George, not a lot of people know this, but this dog can talk.
I mean, look at you. Standing out here in the cold, you're getting gas all over your hands. You know you're going to smell like that all day.
After all, you can't live with your parents forever.
This is the city, an average work day. My name's Friday. I work the day shift.
Hey, skitter it across the ice, and this other yahoo gets in front of it with a broom and kind of voodoo.
So, that's a small sample of what we do at Studio A.
Too small, if you ask me.
Well, right. And if you have an interest in a particular kind of commercial or audio project, maybe a specific product or an approach we didn't include here, just give me a call and we'll try to find an example for you.
And say, thanks for listening.